Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, January 9th, 2020. We have, about 9 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, well, the weather, as I said earlier, is starting to ramp up. We have a gale warning in effect from late tonight through Friday afternoon. That is for winds 34 to 40 knots. So it's going to get kind of difficult out there in terms of the weather. We're going to talk about that more later in the report. But we have a strong cold front expected on Friday, followed by another one Friday night. And so we have sort of a one after another cold fronts and marching through our area that are going to bring us the possibility of snow early next week. Today, west winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 20 knots in the morning, easing to 5 to 10 and gusting to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northwest 2 feet high, west swells 8 feet at about 11 seconds apart. Chance of showers early in the morning. But as the weather intensifies, I was looking ahead on the marine weather forecast. By Saturday night, we're going to have combined seas of 24 feet offshore with a dominant period of 15 seconds. So think about that. If you count to 15 seconds, every 15 seconds, if you were out there in a boat, a wave over 2 stories high would raise you up, and then you would plunge down into the trough between those waves that's as deep as 24 feet. So quite a ride out there for anybody who's going to be out there in those waters on Saturday. So let's get back to the weather in a minute. But first, let's take a look at our ships who are coming and going today. We have the our first arrival in the river this morning, the ATB Island Monarch, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's an articulated tug and barge rig, meaning a tug and a barge. We see lots of tugs and barges here. Usually the tugs are either pushing the barges or towing them. But a newer technology that we're seeing more and more of is the ATB. It's an articulated tug and barge rig, which means that instead of towing or pushing the barge per se, the tug fits into a notch in the rear of the barge. So both pieces of equipment, the tug and the barge, are designed for one another to fit together with a big hydraulic pin system. And so they look kind of like an odd-looking ship as they go by, but they actually are a tug and a barge that can be separated. And this is good for the crew because ordinarily, at sea, a tug is towing a barge. The barge is as much as a mile behind it out at sea. And so they can't really get to the barge if something goes wrong. But in an ATB rig, they can just step onto the barge because they're attached together. So just an interesting wrinkle in relatively new technology. She's going to pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m., headed for Portland for a berth on the Willamette River. She'll be there at about 3:30. Refined petroleum is her cargo. The Kenshin is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat carrier. Ultimately, she'll go upriver to pick up wheat. She'll arrive in our anchorage about 9:30 this morning. The Graceful Leader is a car carrier arriving from Japan with Subarus on board, headed for the port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria around 9 p.m., and maybe you'll see her running lights at about 3 a.m., at the Port of Vancouver, if you can see that from where you are upriver. In our Astoria anchorage, we have 2 ships awaiting orders, the Lanka Jaya and the GH Glory. I think they both are probably going upriver eventually to pick up wheat when they have the opportunity. They're waiting, could be because they're needing to pass inspections. They could be waiting for a berth to open up. There are a lot of reasons why ships sit out there in the anchorage. And our outbounders, the Western Boheme, is leaving Portland with potash on board. She will leave at about noon, maybe past Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Global Saikai is leaving Longview with logs on board, probably headed for Japan, what with the tariffs on China, regarding China right now. But leaving Longview at about 2:30, maybe 6 p.m. past Astoria outbound. The CSL Spirit, she's a Canadian shipping lines vessel, is leaving the U.S. gypsum plant on the south side of the river in Longview, so in Rainier, actually. Leaving about 6 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 9:30. She has gypsum on board, which is a white powdery mineral used to make wallboard and among other things. The CSK Longevity is leaving Kalama, wheat on board, leaving about 7 p.m., so about 5 hours later, you'll see her passing Astoria outbound. Well, back to the weather. Let's look at the start out with one of my favorite things, the Beaufort wind scale. We have a gale warning in effect. So what does that mean? Well, if you look at the Beaufort wind scale, which was designed back in the, way back by a British naval officer, I believe. It was before GPS, before all the electronics we have. And he designed a wind scale that was based on how the physical effects that you could see on the sea state and on land by different speeds of wind. So in the case of a gale warning, 34 to 40 knots of wind, which is the high end is about maybe 46 miles per hour, which is considerable on the water. A gale results in, so what you would see if you were out at sea on a boat, moderately high, 18 to 25 foot waves, that seems pretty high to me, of a greater length, edges of crests begin to break into spindrift. I love that word, but it's a fairly ominous thing. The wind is blowing so hard that it's blowing the tops off the waves, the breaking crests of the waves. So you'll see foam blowing into streaks in a gale. Your visibility starts to be hampered by the fact that there's so much spray in the air. On land, you might see twigs breaking off trees, but nothing as severe as you would see out on the water where it's open, there's nothing to break the wind, and the wind is just howling out there. So what's going to be happening? We're going to have these seas to 24 feet in our forecast by Saturday night. If you look at the high seas forecast, which I love to look at, which is way the heck out there where a lot of ships go and even some fishing boats at this point, the forecast is for seas 33 feet by tomorrow night out there offshore. Further out than 10 miles, we're starting to get out in 50 miles and more offshore. Now, that is an average. That's significant wave height is what the forecast is. So that means that you could see seas twice that height out there, so over 60-foot waves. That's really big. That's six stories high or more. So any vessels that are out there are going to be slowing down. They're going to be watching the direction of the waves. They're going to be trying to point their bows into the waves so that the waves will break over them in a way that they can control, keep controlling. So they're going to what they're doing. So they're going to want to slow down enough to keep headway, which is forward movement. But when that much water starts slamming around at such altitudes and depths, meaning that the when there's 60 feet between the top of a wave and the bottom of the wave, there's a lot of water flying around, and water is heavy. A cubic meter of water weighs a ton of seawater. So the potential for damage to a vessel is pretty severe. If you add in the fact that the water is going to get cold, the air is going to get cold, you bring up I was looking at the weather charts for our area of the Pacific here. And there's a very ominous little note that they put when things get really bad. They just say heavy freezing spray. And if you look in the waters up toward Alaska, there's heavy freezing spray in the forecast. And when that happens, seawater is so cold, it starts to freeze and it's blowing through the air. And it wraps itself around rigging. It sticks to decks and it becomes really hazardous to be out on deck. So if you know anybody who's fishing, or even if you don't, let's all just say, send our best energy to those folks who are going to be out there. There's the distant water fleet, which are fishermen who sail offshore, who work offshore. They're on their way up to Alaska right now. And so there are fishermen, there are crabbers out there. Oh, I wish them all well. It's going to be kind of difficult weather, especially offshore. So you're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.